Are you familiar with that term, the plum peach, like he said?
Yes, ma'am. I've seen them. I've made pickle out of them, sweet pickles. They make good sweet pickles.
Oh, yeah,
sweet
pickle.
They do. Yes.
Well, again, will you say the word for me?
Plum peach.
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled? Or what do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Green beans.
Okay. And how about beans that do have to be shelled?
Well, butter beans or English peas, something like that.
What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Salad.
What do you call corn that's shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands? Yeah, you just pick it up and eat it.
Corn on the cob.
Okay. Do you ever call it anything else besides corn on the cob?
No, I don't guess so.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground? It's sort of reddish brown.
It ain't a little
ground squirrel.
Ground squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Do you have those around here?
I don't know whether.
I see one once in a while, not often.
We got out here in the back on them trees, so we have lots of squirrels play out there.
What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells?
Okay.
Skunk.
What do you call a little creature that's about that big and it just hops along the ground?
Frog.
Okay. Now, what would you call the one that lives on land? You know,
well, they're toad frogs.
Okay. And what about the one that lives in the water?
Well, you call them bullfrogs.
Okay. And what do you call a smaller variety of the same thing that makes a chirping noise? Sometimes they live up in trees.
Tree frogs. It's tree frogs, too.
What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
I always call them baits.
Okay, fine. Do you have a special name for particularly big worms that are used for bait?
Wigglers is good. Lots of them around here, they look like a bait, but they're a little bit larger. They call them wigglers.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Lightning bug.
Lightning bug.
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes? They're bigger than mosquitoes. They're about that big, and they're just long, thin.
Are the butterflies?
They look kind of like butterflies, except their wings are smaller. They have, I think, two sets of wings, and the wings just go straight up. Sometimes people say that if you see one of those, then you're going to see a snake. You know what I'm thinking of, Mr. Chandler?
I don't know. I think
so. Okay, well, let me suggest some of these things and see if any of these are familiar. Darning needle, dragonfly, mosquito hawk, snake doctor, snake feeder, devil's darning needle, eosoa.
Snake doctor, what you talking about a while ago, was that it?
Now, does that fit that description I gave
you? Yeah, I've heard folks say that too.
Okay. What do people call an insect that looks sort of like a wasp, but it's not a wasp, and it builds a nest out of mud?
Dirt dog.
Dirt, no, but, yeah, they ain't dirt, but,